All right, everyone. Today is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2008. This is the first Apple II podcast of the new year, and hopefully you're doing better than the University of Hawaii football team. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com and by JuiceJS, the world's premier Apple II publication, now taking subscriptions for 2008. And by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Ryan Suinaga. You are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from smoky and pretty wet Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can reach our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. You can reach us by email at a2unplugged@gmail.com, and if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. And someone did indeed try to reach us by voicemail this episode. So, take it away, Craig.
Hi, this is Craig Witherspoon. It was such a coincidence. I was just going to request a book review of Beneath Apple DOS for the 8-bit. Right before you reviewed ProDOS. I would also like to request for Chen to review the Bag of Tricks book as well. I believe it's by the same author. Well, it's been your pleasure. Ta-ta!
Thank you, Craig. Craig, I believe, is a friend of Rocky's. We haven't heard from in a while. Not that we actually miss Rocky, but we still haven't heard from him in a while. On to the main topic for this episode. The main topic for this episode is, surprise, not a book review. Instead, this is going to be the first of a multi-part series on getting started programming the Apple IIgs. Now, if you are interested in programming the Apple IIgs, and I really do mean the Apple IIgs, I do not mean the 8-bit Apple II, I mean the 16-bit Apple IIgs. I'm guessing you would like to do it to take advantage of the latest and greatest system software, which is System Software 6.0.1. By the way, it is not GSOS 6.0.1. It is System Software 6.0.1. If this is the case, you are going to need access to a few things. One thing, of course, is System Software 6.0.1. Fortunately, this is not very difficult to get. You're also going to need a programming language. You will probably want to decide on a single programming language, although eventually you may be interested in learning more than one language. Right now, the best thing you can do for yourself, if you have nothing and are trying to start programming the Apple IIgs, is to pick up a copy of Opus 2, the CD from ByteWorks that is a collection of their complete works, and it's available from Syndicom. This CD has probably 4 of the 5 most used Apple IIgs programming languages on it. Those would be Orca C, Orca Pascal, Orca M, and GSoft Basic. Which is the 5th? My guess is that it's Merlin. This CD also has a whole bunch of documentation, some of which we'll talk about shortly, as well as some programming courses and other information that's going to help you get onto your feet in terms of programming. You are going to need some reference material. Probably the most important references you will need are the toolbox references. There are 3 volumes of these. These are official Apple publications that were put out by Addison Wesley, and currently reprints are available from Syndicom. Toolbox references 1 and 2, at least the original versions that I have, are hard copies, meaning that they are hard bound. They are really heavy books. Volume 3 is a very large paperwork. You will also need Programmer's Reference for System 6.0 and System 6.0.1. This set of 2 books was put out by ByteWorks and is available on Opus 2. Didn't I tell you you'd need to get Opus 2? You'll also want a reference book for whatever language you're using. Whichever language you choose to use, you need the references for that so you know what the commands are. If you are going to be writing to or reading from disk pretty much at all, you also want the Apple II GS, GS OS reference. Again, an official Apple publication put out originally by Allison Wesley, available now from Cinecom. There's also some free documentation out there you might want. You can find this on the web. File type notes and tech notes. Those are freely available. You'll want to take a look at those as well. You may need some additional references depending on what you're doing. For instance, if you are developing a GSOS device driver, and you are a better person than me if you are developing a GSOS device driver, you may want to get the GSOS device driver reference. If you are learning to program the toolbox in Orca C, you may want to use toolbox programming in C. One of the other things you may want to get is a hexadecimal calculator. Now, you can get an actual physical calculator that has hexadecimal functions. I have one of those around here somewhere. I've not seen it in a few years, but I do have one around here somewhere. You can also use the virtual calculator included with System 6.0.1. It has a little hidden feature there that lets you use hexadecimal. Or you can do what I'm doing right now, which is use a web-based calculator which handles hexadecimal as well as binary as well as regular decimal. You also want to consider whether you want to program on the actual Apple II hardware or in an emulator. Personally, I program in a 2GS emulator, which is right now Suite 16 for OS X for the Macintosh. But I do test my programs on a physical 2GS. The reason I program in an emulator is largely because I like the speed that I get when I compile things. I don't want to wait around. I do want to get a fast compilation done so I can see if a change in a single line makes a huge difference. It's a lot faster to compile on an emulator. I do test all of my applications on actual physical 2GS, however. The reason I do that is because almost all the applications I've ever done need TCP/IP connection. And the TCP/IP connections I have are all on physical 2GS. It's also possible to do programming on other platforms, such as with MPW, the Macintosh Programmers Workshop, that would let you write an Apple 2GS program on a classic Macintosh. This is an interesting approach, but it's not the one that I'm using right now. You also would want to have some support. What that means is you probably want to get access to other Apple 2GS programmers so that you can try to ask them questions when you get stuck. Right now, the best way to access these is over the internet. There's a lot of Apple II programmers who hang out in, for instance, the a2central.com chat rooms. I'm there a lot. Eric Shepard, also known as Sheppy, is there a lot. Kelvin Sherlock is there a lot. There's quite a few people who drop in who know a bit about Apple IIGS programming. And if you catch them on a good day, maybe they can answer your questions. You can also get help from various bulletin board services that might be available on the internet. One of the other things that you'd want, and in a lot of ways is the most helpful once you're a little bit on your feet, is what they call source code. Source code is basically the guts of a program. The actual code that a programmer writes before it gets compiled. Sometimes you get some example source code and you can actually put it into your own code and it'll solve your problems. Sometimes you just want an example of how you might do something. Source code can be found sometimes with a Google search. There is, for instance, a repository of source code on Google. And I believe that Kelvin Sherlock uses it for some of his programs. You could check out sourceforge.net, where the Marinetti open source project lives, if you want to have some other examples. You can also get source code on a lot of different CD collections, such as Time in a Bottle or E2 Romulan, and I'm sure that there's others. These are ways that you can use example source code to get going with your Apple 2GS programming. So once you have all of these, you're ready to start. But where next? Well, we're going to answer that, but not in this episode. It'll be in a coming podcast. In the meantime, get ready to have a good time writing code. Now, for our next episode, we are not going to continue on how to get started programming the Apple 2GS. Instead, we are going to invite in some of the Apple II world's best known online bloggers and journalists to discuss what happened in 2007 and what we might all have to look forward to in 2008. That's going to take some coordination, so I'm working on it this week. In the meantime, I would like to thank everyone for listening. I'm hoping to get more listener comments, including those from Craig or Rocky or Rodney. I would like to thank our sponsors, the all-new A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. Juice.js, the world's premier Apple II publication, which just had its final issue of 2007 going to the mail. You can check them out at www.juice.js. And by listeners like you, thank you for donating. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll see you again in 2008. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is over at www.a2unplugged.com. And our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha, good night, and haole makahiki ho. That's Happy New Year in Hawaiian. I will see you all later.